irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening to the show. I'm so glad you're here with us tonight. I want to remind you the call-in number. It's 323-203-0815. Hey, Dr. Pat, you're live on the air.
Good.
How
Thank
are
God
you?
Alive.
Yeah, no kidding. How are you? How is every little thing?
I'm telling you, I'm obeying all the dissertations by our government, and that's giving me the comfort of obedience and integrity. So no matter how scary they talk about being old, and I'm 85, I'm not 85. I'm a young human being who does what she's told in order to do the best she can.
Well, I think that's perfect. There's been a lot of wild stuff going on out there in the world. And, you know, we're just keeping it real with our empowered communications, aren't we?
Yes. One word you must remember is integrity. Do you want the integrity of a person who can make and keep agreements? If you do, you will be comfortable in your skin, no matter how old your skin is.
That is so true. So very true. So I'm going to check with our switchboard. I'm going to see if we have calls. See what's shaking. So until then, I want to remind everybody about www.drpatallen.com. That's where you would go if you were going to sign up for our newsletter. And so what you're going to do is sign up for the newsletter. And remember, we're going to send you an email that says, hey, did you really want to sign up? And we're hoping you're going to say, yeah, we really wanted to sign up. We got interrupted last week when I was telling everybody that, yes, Dr. Allen is doing phone appointments. So if you'd like to book a phone appointment with Dr. Allen, you go and reach out to info@drpatallen.com via email to set that up. Pardon me. So we have a Facebook question, Dr. Allen, and our Facebook listener says, Dr. Allen, been inside the house with my husband now for 4 weeks in self-quarantine / isolation. We're starting to get on each other's nerves. I've tried going and putting myself in time out. The tools aren't working anymore. They're just irritating him. Is there another tool I can use? Or what can I do with myself to stop my anger from rising?
You can live as an individual and instead of as a wife.
Oh, do tell, Dr. Allen. How does that work?
Well, other than being unfaithful, what you do is you plan to live as if you're in jail and want to make the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you set up in the morning, well, the night before, you set your Lyman. What is your Lyman? It's 3 to 4 minutes between going to sleep and waking up. And I want you to set on your Lyman 3 yin fun things that you want to do the next day. You're setting this piece of time because your subconscious and your conscious get together for 3 to 4 minutes as you go to sleep and as you wake up. And
uh-huh.
So yin is fun. 3 things. It may be a bubble bath. as many, you know, you're not, we are all in jail. But think of it as a monastery or a convent, not jail. You're in a life and death experience, and you're determined to make it. That's how I'm doing it. So at night, I think of three things that sounds fun to me. Now, it may not be fun to you. I'm addicted to science magazines.
Yeah.
So I promise myself I will look at one science magazine, which is full of science, each day that I'm wanting to do it. I may do it for one day. I may do it for 3 days. Then I set three things to be productive. Do you know what one of my things was today?
What's that?
Giving myself a manicure.
But oh, wow,
pedicure,
that's fun.
Not a manicure, but a pedicure.
Oh, very fine.
And the reason for that is that my right foot toenails grow longer, faster than my left foot.
Right.
So if I don't watch it, they grow and they hit the end of my best tennis shoes.
Oh, no.
So I gave myself a pedicure, and that felt good.
That's
so
awesome.
Yang energy is doing good to feel good, and yin energy is feel good to do good. For example, if you're a man, you do three things that do good to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're a man that likes being in your feminine. Whether you're gay or not is immaterial. Artists, musicians, writers are very much, men create from their feminine, anima, and women create from their masculine. Even when they have a baby, they're masculine.
Yes.
So if you as a man write down three things that you think are productive for your life. If you're a career man, put down three things and then do them. If you're going to do predominantly masculine, then do the male things and then the female things.
That makes total sense.
If you're feminine and you want to feel good first, do the fun things first and then the do good. So set your linen is one thing that I really like and am committed to. And it takes advantage of the science that I know that works for human behavior. Women are estrogen-based creatures, which is a feel-good hormone, and testosterone is a masculine hormone that likes to do good. So
right.
When a woman feels good, she does better. And when a man does good, he feels better.
Well, speaking of that, we have a call. Are you ready to take a call, Dr. Allen?
What else? I already did my little lecture on Lyman.
Then let's take a caller. Let me let the switchboard know. Oh, we got it. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do have a question. Pat, can you give us a little clarity on ghosting? I want to find out why men do it.
Why men do it. Okay.
Exactly. That's one question. I've got another one for you, but let's start with that one.
Well, do you want me to answer each one individually, or are you going to give me all of them and then let me?
Sure. Well, it's just why they do it and why they send mixed messages. So an example would be giving confirmation. I love spending time with you. I like us. This is so great. You're such a pleasure to be around. And then crickets.
I understand that. Okay, now I'm going to assume there's at least one human being on this planet that is not aware of my work. And what is my work? Well, I combine the best of the West and the best of the East, and I've come up with my doctoral dissertation, which is androgynous semantic realignment. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At the bank making money, at the doctor's office being well, and in every relationship that contains love. What is love? It's liking and or loving and maybe even lusting another human being's companionship. So with that in mind, when a man sees you, that's his major stimulant, his eyes. Men see what they want to play with. Women, on the other hand, hear, oh, that's your car? Oh, my, you want a wife that has a couple of babies and stays home with them and maybe is a hostess for dinner parties for people you work with? Oh, that sounds nice. And a man says, look, I married you when you weighed right and were healthy. What happened to your body? So do you understand? Men see what they want in a woman, and women hear what they want in a man. So when a man sees you and he comes after you, and what does he want? His nature is to want to make babies. He doesn't want the responsibility for them, but he wants to make them because men like sex. Women, on the other hand, oh, they like babies, but they like babies as a result of the affection of being loved by a man who wants to produce babies and is willing to be responsible for them. David Buss, a nice Texas shrink, wrote a book, The Evolution of Desire. Today, because most people are male and female, women don't stay home with babies very often. They stay home only when they have to. So very often, a man who wants an androgynous woman who has a female, attractive, healthy body and also has a brain that does something to allow her to be a cocktail, dinner, breakfast, walk around town, communicant. Women, on the other hand, want to be with a man who is planning a life that includes a wife and some kids. And yes, his body wants lots of sex. That goes with the body. But the mind, that goes with, do I want to marry? Do I not want to marry? And do you, darling girl, do you want to marry someone?
Yes, I want to be married.
Okay, because you could be mated, and that doesn't take a legal agreement. It simply means you're friends with sex. Do you see? Friends with perks.
Exactly.
Okay, or you may be a prostitute, and that'll pay you to be sexual. Or you may have had the misfortune or fortune, depending on your moral code, of being seduced into a relationship by a married man. That's called a mistress. You see, you have multiple choices. But if you want a man who wants to be married or mated with you, you have to find a man, number one, whose family gene code produced vasopressin and gave it to his little baby boy body. Vasopressin is to a man what oxytocin is to a woman. If a man is not born with the gene for vasopressin, he doesn't have the physical ability to be monogamous. He's attracted sexually to other women, even though he likes you, but he's just so attracted to the dopamine produced by sex, and very often by money. Money and sex are the two big dopamine producers in the world, in the universe, in the mankind. So men are very, very dopamine-oriented, and women are very oxytocin-oriented. That's why casual sex for a woman, you might as well put people, because your body wants it. So the ghosting is when a man sees you as an attractive sexual partner and gets you to give him intercourse without a commitment to monogamy, continuity, and long-term goals that match yours, which is marriage, before you allow his darling penis into your mouth. What's wrong with the mouth? There are organs in the vagina, and I'll think of them sometime, but those organs feel good when they're being manipulated. You see? So men like the dopamine produced by intercourse, and women like the effect on their organs when they feel gratified. But the problem is other women, diversification. If a man is not fully vasopressin, he cannot be monogamous. Do you understand? It's a genetic issue. And so that kind of a man, he has to approach his sex life like he's got diabetes. Like he's an alcoholic.
Being passive, patient, and vulnerable, not trying to hit on him or initiate anything. After our last fifth date, he had asked for a kiss. So I listened to him and kissed him on the cheek. And he had said, okay, I can't wait to see you next week. We had a couple conversations. And then he said, let's connect on Friday. That was a couple days after our date. And then that Friday just came and went. He didn't,
He didn't call. That,
I didn't chase him.
She came by.
Oh. I thought maybe it was a test. I thought maybe he wanted me to chase him, which in that case, I'm not going to. I'm playing the feminine role.
Give him 8 weeks to catch on. He may also have fallen prey to our wonderfully horrible chemistry that's killing us.
Oh, this is true. With the virus, this is the sensitivity
that's
to
right.
What's going on
You've
in the world.
Put that in that, that changes all the rules. I'm getting phone calls about how does my work with the virus? It works just fine. And you know what I'm thinking? How miraculous that my work is now worldwide. Don't touch unless, you know, you don't have to wear a burqa, but put your mask on. Do you see? I'm amazed and I'm impressed with the fact that science is being honored sexually and spiritually.
Very symbolic, yeah.
Love, what?
Yes, very symbolic.
Isn't that wonderful? There's some good in all evil, and there's some evil in all good.
Perfect. So I will wait the 8 weeks, not reach out,
absolutely,
and see what happens. Okay.
You're absolutely right. Did I answer your question about ghosting and
you sure
that process?
Did. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Very informative, Dr. Allen, and there's a lot of questions going on right now with respect to that, like what's going on with the ghosting. And I do think that this whole coronavirus, COVID-19, is having a rather large impact.
Very much so, on every level, whether it's political, scientific, financial. But you know what? In these horrible experiences, we have an opportunity to become really good human beings for each other. Love one another.
Indeed. We have a caller on the line. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hello.
I have a question. It's
what
relating to something that you have, something you have mentioned on your show several times in relation to a man trusting his partner, like when the partner is not around him. And there's always that time when the man says, like, he doesn't trust his partner. Is there any way to get around that? Because I had that situation happen to me, and I falsely accused my partner, and it turned into a big argument. So is there any way to...
Were you in a committed relationship before you had intercourse? Were you in a committed, monogamous, continuous, long-term relationship before you put your penis in her mouth, anus, or vagina?
No.
Then you didn't give her a chance to say no to you. That makes you afraid she won't say no to him. Women don't realize this, but men know they shouldn't get sex without a commitment. They feel guilty about it, but they want to ejaculate in a woman's body because that's nature saying, forget about being a saint, be an animal, be an animal. What you didn't do and what she didn't do was set a standard of virtue for herself that told you, if you couldn't get in, he can't get in. You got that?
Yes, I get that. There's no standard set. Like, okay, if I can get in, then maybe her ex could get in. Or her,
that's,
you know,
right, sir. You even know who you're afraid of. Every man knows intuitively who his enemy is. My last book was It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. Men of a chart are in charge of things, And I'm sad to say that sex with women is a thing for many men. There's a big difference between having sex and making love. Having sex is a perfectly normal animal venture. And if you watch the movie Quest for Fire, you will see in that movie, which is about the growth of mankind, you will see sexuality doggy style, because that's the animal nature form of sex. At the end of the movie, after they've learned to live together and stuff, you will see sex face to face. That's called making love. You men are really dopamine turned on by passionate sex. That's why when you're in your 50s, because you're not passionate chemically anymore, goodbye testosterone, you have to go on the pills. Because men who know how to make love to a woman, especially a virtuous woman, that penis doesn't work a lot, but it works. Because making love is not having sex. So, do you love your woman?
Actually, I love her so much that I have very hard times not being around her, or, you know, not being with her. Like, yes, I love her very much.
Would you please stop having sex with her until you decide to marry her spiritually? No okay. more sex.
Yep.
Make love. That penis does not go in her mouth, vagina, or anus until you love her, accept her, approve of her as a human being. Right now, you're afraid she'll find another version of you and dump you.
Yes.
So I've given you your direction. Start your relationship over as animals.
Okay. That worked. It sounds like it'll work.
Good luck. And call us back when you make love. Because a man who's willing to call me and ask me this question knows that as a scientist, I'm going to give you the answer whether you like it or not.
Yes.
Because I'm a very androgynous okay. woman man. But so are you. You're sensitive and you're loving. And you and she created a mistaken sexual relationship that you're paying for now. But isn't it interesting? We've created a problem on our planet that says, don't touch each other. By the way, the book, A Man's World, A Woman's Universe, a man is into things, and that's the turning women into things. And women are in charge of oxygen. I had such a trouble when I was naming that book because I knew women controlled air. Women controlled air. That's for lungs and speaking. And I didn't like the word air until last week I realized I'm talking about oxygen, the greatest killer of men today. And especially black and brown men. Boy, does that say something. Got it?
Yes, I got it. Starting over.
Good. Good man. Good man. Okay. Kelly, are you there?
Okay.
Thank you, caller. Thank you so much. All right. Just wanted to make sure we had that together. All right. So we've got more calls coming up. And we've been having a little bit of technical difficulties, but this show is being recorded. So it's all going to be fine in the end.
Good.
And so Ronan, our wonderful Ronan at the radio station, is getting us another caller.
Good.
And we'll just hang with him because we know that we're having just a tad of technical difficulties.
Well,
that's fine. Here we go.
Mechanic.
Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Okay, what is it?
My question, I'm just calling to ask, basically what my boyfriend asked me, kind of just calling to like analyze it and looking for a feminine response to it.
I want to do my commercial. I'm a transactional analyst. Eric Byrne took Sigmund Freud and made his words simple. Instead of super ego it, he said parent, adult, child. Oh, how clever. For that, he got thrown out of the American Psychiatric Association. So I'm a transactional analyst. I'm an addiction specialist in alcoholism and sex. I am also a cognitive behavioral therapist. That's a scientist. If you have feelings, remember not to bring them to me. Because feelings to me are not negotiable other than drugs, meds, murder, and suicide. And I'm not into those. I'm into communication, negotiation, not intimidation, and not seduction with guilt and shame. All I teach is how to negotiate. So what can I help you with, dear?
So my boyfriend the other day, we've been in about a 4-month relationship. I've called multiple times to you before. We broke up once, came back after 7 weeks.
Now, were you in a committed relationship, monogamous, continuous,
yes,
and long-term?
Yes.
Okay. And you've had intercourse?
Yes.
And you think you made love?
Yes.
Good. Then what are you calling for?
And I have a promise ring. He didn't get it for me. He told me to put one of mine on.
He gave you a promise ring? That's beautiful.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
He told me to put it on. He didn't get it for me because stores are closed and everything. He told me to put one of mine on that I had.
Oh, he did that. Oh, I see. So you used one of your rings and rebaptized it. With numescent energy. Do you know what numescent energy is?
No.
Numescent energy is what you give flags, your baby's pictures. Do you see? It's godlike energy on an object.
Like that.
Isn't that
cool.
Beautiful?
That is. And it was
I had one man for a lady who was rich. He said, "Oh, can I give you a house?" I don't think so.
God.
He wanted
That's
to
funny.
Give something of financial value in case she was a good gold digger. She wasn't. She would have taken a gold band.
I see.
Do you understand?
Cool.
So,
yeah.
Numescent energy is what you get. Nuns wear crosses. Women get engagement rings, promise rings. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Have you ever seen a man open his wallet to show you the picture of his kids or his wife?
Yeah.
That's numescent energy.
Oh. I like that.
Isn't that beautiful? Okay, so back to you.
So he had said to me the other day, I'm still working and on the days off. Most of the time I spend my time there. And he brought up, he said, you know, it would be such a turn on for me. And I said, what? And he said, if you just randomly called me on my stuff and said, your room's a mess, you need to clean it.
He said, that would be a turn on. He wanted to know if his mother was there.
Yeah, I know.
He wanted his mommy.
Yeah. So my response, I didn't really know how to respond to that. I said, you have every right to ask me to do that, but I don't feel comfortable doing things to your stuff without you asking me to do them because it's your personal stuff.
I love that you respected him. Oh, God, I love that.
I'll do whatever you ask me to do if it's moral for me, but I'm not just going to start telling you what to do and boss you around.
And he said, if he asked you to clean, wash his car, I'd say do it.
Yeah. But he wants me to do it without him asking.
No, dear. He wants you to mother him because somebody mothered him that he loved. Has he spoken of his mother? Yeah. Is she a mothering creature? Is she a masculine mothering creature?
Yes. Yes.
Well, he wants you to remind him of what he thinks women want to be. Mother.
Yeah. So I'm kind of unsure what to do with that because...
I've got news for you. Ask him to write down a list of actions on a piece of paper that feel good as mothering. And that whenever he wants mothering, to put a little mark on the paper or the board on the wall, wherever, that he wants you to do that. Because what he's saying is exactly the same as cook a chicken soup.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So, as long as it's moral, ethical, and legal, and he writes it down, and he puts it out...
I see.
I don't give you permission to think about what you want to do to him. That's you mothering him.
Okay.
When he puts an X by chicken soup, that's him creating the scene. That's not mothering. That's woman.
Okay. Okay. So because that's what I was trying to tell. Like, he wants me to kind of just be like a mind reader and do what he wants without
No, darling. No. Mind reading. There are three catastrophe ways of communicating. One is evasiveness.
Yeah.
It's when people don't say what they want. They just stare at the mashed potatoes and expect you to put some more on their plate.
I see.
So that evasiveness, not asking clearly. The second thing is mind reading, not asking at all. And the third thing is, what do you think I want from you right now?
Yeah.
Abruptness.
Yeah.
You see? So what I want you to do is ask him to write down things to do for him that would bring him pleasure.
Okay.
And then let you know every Monday he wants you to do chicken soup or whatever.
When I ask him to do that, should I set an appointment or is that not necessary?
Oh, absolutely. What you say to him is, by the way, for those of you that are listening, don't know the tools. Those are Pat Allen's tools. You make an appointment with him when you want something. Honey, I want to expand on something you brought up the other day about doing things like a mother. But I'm confused because I'm not a mind reader, even if I'm a mother. By the way, are you a mother?
No, I'm not.
okay, well, he wants to be your child. So
yeah.
I would so appreciate, I've written down, I want you to write down like 10 things that I am willing to do if you'll just put a mark by it or
do you see? Perfect. I do. And
that
then
way,
he brought up.
What?
What were you going to say?
I didn't hear the end of that sentence.
Oh, I was just saying, then he brought up the point. He said to me, well, it'd be nice to get an idea of how it was if you were to live with me in my house. He said, I want to know if you would pitch in around the house and help out without me having to ask you to do it.
I would do that if I were engaged.
That's what I said. I said, I would love to live here with you if we were engaged. And
so
he said, well, obviously, I know that.
Pat Allen has brainwashed you.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you didn't say it to him, or you did say it?
I did. And he said,
what did he say?
He said, obviously, I know that about you.
What he's saying is he wants you to want to be his mother.
Yeah, agreed.
And to you, what did you say? What would you say to him today after you've heard me say what I'm saying? When he wants you to mind read him into doing things you think he would like without his asking for it.
I'd feel uncomfortable because I'd feel like I never know if I'm doing
the
right thing.
No. Tool three. When a man irritates you or a woman irritates you, if you're a man, the first thing you say is you have a right to expect me to mind read. You have that right.
Gotcha.
But I'm not comfortable with that. I would be comfortable if you put down things that you want me to do and signal me, number one, it's a number one, it's a number five, you know, classify it as A, B, C, or one, two, three, something. Value.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
But he writes the list.
Okay. Am I doomed for him wanting this forever, or is this something that...
No, this is something mutable. Do you know the reason? Because he's already asking it from you, and he's already been acting like he wants a deep relationship with you.
Yeah. So this is fixable?
It's fixable because he was miseducated in communication. Do you know that a baby in 10 months after birth makes peace with the dialect of the family it's raised in? That's why Chinese and English have such difficulty saying the words. Because they're wired for Chinese or English.
I see.
After 10 months, babies learn to like and not, I don't like you, mommy. Up until 10 months, all they're getting is tones of voice, gestures, postures, facial expressions, and mommy, few words. Do you see? That's the scientific foundation of my work. Combinatory language, where you combine semantics with syntax. Now watch this, I'll show you.
Okay.
Pat Allen lectured something. I don't know. I've changed my mind. Do you have another question?
I do have one quick question regarding him as well.
What's that?
My question to you was...
By the way, I didn't go on with the story because it was too long.
Oh, I see.
I got uncomfortable and stopped it.
Okay. Do you want to tell it when we finish?
Thank you for asking. I'll think about it when we're finished.
Sounds good. So,
we dated
for 6 months, broke up because he didn't want commitment. 7 weeks and 6 days, he reached out. And
7 weeks and 6 days. Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
That was close enough.
Should've...
8 weeks.
Yeah. So he reached out and we're back together now. It's been 4 months. He got me, told me to put on the promise ring, says it's temporary. He can't wait to get me one. Stuff like that.
Do you know what promise rings and engagement rings and wedding rings are doing?
What?
They're telling new men to get lost.
Yeah, I see.
You see?
Yeah. So he told me to put one on that I have about 2 months, about like in the beginning of the relationship. Now it's been about 4 months in the new relationship between us. And within the first month, one bike, of course, at the time, because I was waiting for the promise ring. And in the middle of the night, we both woke up to like go to the bathroom and we were kind of up for a while. And he said, I love you. And I said, I love you too. And we were both kind of like hazy because we were still like half asleep. But he hasn't said
that's
why
you're in your lineman. Wait, that's the lineman doing its thing. That's when the subconscious and the conscious get together and they make a statement. That was awesome. But don't be surprised, as men fall in love, they often talk less love.
Yeah.
You know what?
So he hasn't said it.
The fear of responsibility. What?
Yeah. He hasn't said it since.
I understand that. But the fact that he said it was a subconscious-conscious combination. And you remember that moment.
Yeah, of course. So
we use 5,000 words, they use 2,500.
Oh, I see. So should I bring it up again or just wait till he says it again?
No, because he was only half there.
Yeah.
You were talking, the feminine side of him spoke to you with love.
Gotcha. So just be patient, basically, and wait until he actually says it.
Be happy he did it. You got a message from his subconscious.
I am happy. And the way he said it, it was almost like he blurted it out, like he couldn't hold it back.
He couldn't hold it in because his defenses were up, weren't up. He was vulnerable.
I see. Okay, cool.
I teach people to talk from their masculine and feminine. So you get the whole statement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. But yeah, that was my only other question.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, caller.
Thank you both.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
All right. I believe that we have more calls. Let me double check with our switchboard and see what's going on. All right.
Good.
That was a great question.
What?
It's fun to hear the updates when they get, a promise ring and things are going good. I love that. 7 weeks, 6 days. Hoo-wee.
Yeah. Science.
That's under the wire.
Science.
Oh, yeah. I think we have a caller on. Caller, are you there?
Hi, I am here.
Awesome. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Thank you. Yes, I do. So I had called a couple of times about a particular guy who was not being as communicative as I'd liked. So I got pretty just annoyed with it a couple of weeks ago and decided to end things. We weren't exclusive. So today he texted me and it was just a, hey, how are you doing text. And I responded that I was doing well, and I asked him how he was doing. He said he was doing well. And that was
the end of it. How long has it been since he contacted you?
2 weeks since I ended it. So this is the first time we have.
This is him coming. 2 weeks is normal for somebody that's been dropped. So he's acting anxious and coming after you. Is there a possibility of him making it with you?
I mean, there is. I'm just confused that it wasn't conversational or he didn't try to engage me in any other way other than asking how I am.
Does he open doors? Does he do any kind of gesture? Is he protective?
Yes. Yes. All of those things.
Then he is a right lobe man instead of a left lobe man. Left lobe men talk a good show, but don't always act on it. A right-minded man, that's where the feelings are, oftentimes do loving things, but don't talk about it. Talking is a left lobe brain sport. So you may have just had a man look in 2 weeks, not 8 weeks, 2 weeks, he got on the phone with somebody that dumped him to communicate that he wanted you back.
Okay.
Now I want to do a little inventory. Was your mother the controller at home?
She was with us, with her kids, but she wasn't in terms of her relationship.
Okay, so she was a woman. She was a woman with her man. Did he appreciate it?
No.
Okay. She was a man with her children, like you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And taught you to be a man like her.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Was your dad a talker?
Yes. If you engage him, he'll talk for hours, but not if someone doesn't really initiate.
Okay, so he is a responder.
Mm-hmm.
Did your man respond to your communication?
Yes, though it had gotten a little bit sketchy in the middle there. Like, he was taking a long time to respond, but yes, he responds.
But he didn't initiate conversations.
I never initiate. He always initiates.
So he initiates, but he didn't initiate enough, or he didn't initiate what you wanted him to initiate. Where did he fail you?
That he would initiate, but he would close back up as soon as he initiated. So there was no, like, really engaging. He would just ask me how I was doing, and then he would end the conversation.
So you didn't get to be a man too?
No. I mean, I don't want to.
Did you want to be a man? Did your mom and dad have a good man-to-man relationship?
No, their relationship wasn't good at all.
Did they fight?
Not in front of us, but I suspect that they did. I feel there's a lot of iceberg underneath the water.
Okay, so your mom and dad were... See, the problem with equality is it's competitive. I think, I want, I feel, I don't want. The secret of intimacy is complementarity. I think this, how do you feel about it? I don't feel good about this. What do you think about that? Do you want competitive man-to-man communication, or do you want complementary communication?
Definitely complementary.
So do you say, do you do the five tools?
Could you remind me of the five tools?
Okay, the first tool is, do you want to be respected or cherished by your man?
Definitely cherished.
Okay. Never ask him what he feels unless he's puking or bleeding. How are you feeling today? Are you happy today? What can I do to help you feel better today? That's not respect. When you do that to a man, he's disrespected as a man.
Mm-hmm.
The second tool is, how dare you, Pat Allen, not allow her to ask for what she wants, say what she thinks, her opinion, her suggestions, her wants. Well, I don't do that. I have tool two in my androgynous semantic realignment doctoral dissertation. When you want to teach, preach, raise your right hand. I promise. On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect the man I think I like.
To respect the man I think I like.
To do what he asks.
To do what he asks.
Unless I have to call the police.
Unless I have to call the police.
A medical doctor.
Medical doctor.
Or a lawyer to sue him.
Or a lawyer to sue him.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Now, with that in mind, you want to be cherished. A man cannot cherish you unless you respect him.
Mm-hmm.
He can't. It won't come out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
By the age of 10, a boy has to be done with respecting his mother. Have you got that?
Mm-hmm.
He must cherish her as a way to learn how to be with a woman.
Right.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So the second tool is where you would say what you want. So what would you want to ask him for?
I would like to, I know I can't ask for time, but that's the biggest.
Love, affection, yeah. Time, or sex. Love, affection, time, or sex. You can't ask for that. If it's not freely given, you're his mother.
Right. So then what do I do if it's not enough?
You get another man.
But that's why I ended it, Dr. Allen. Just to say he called me back.
But could you possibly get a man and not let his dick in your body until you like him as a man?
Yeah.
Do you realize that you want the relationship your mom and dad had?
Ooh.
Yikes. Too much equality. Equal
I really
is good
do.
At work. Equal is good at work. Do you realize that a male shirt, white, costs less than a blouse that's white for a woman?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell every single woman, do not go near a car dealership or mechanic without a person who has a penis, even if he's gay.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is equal communication is man to man. And it's not romance. Complementary communication. I don't feel good about this, and it doesn't change. See, you told him, if you don't talk like a man, I'm going to leave you. But the interesting thing is, acting like a man is when he gives, protects, and cherishes you with his behavior. Talking is one way to show it, and doing things. Was this man cherishing you in behavior?
I think so, but it's been kind of early, so I feel like I need more interaction with him to see it consistently. But in the times that we went out, yes, he was like that.
Then you dumped him, even though he didn't speak the love language. He loved you with actions. Am I hearing you correctly?
I feel confused about how to answer that because I didn't feel his actions. He loved me with his actions consistently. It sort of felt like when he felt like it, he would. And then if he didn't feel like it, he wouldn't.
That's called autonomy.
Yes.
He was not 51% valuable.
Right.
See, when a woman is in love with the man, he has one characteristic that allows her to accept his other aspects that may not be what she wants. So he was not 51% valuable to you.
Right.
Okay, well then you weren't compatible.
Okay.
So you're going to say no to him?
If that is the best thing, I mean, it was my hope that he would somehow...
Shape up.
Okay.
Shape up, little boy.
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but that was my hope. I wouldn't, put that into action.
He got the picture.
Okay.
You want him to shape up. Because if you
do,
he's got to stay away from you because you're trying to be a mother to him.
Okay.
Now, he has no value to you. Have you ever been married?
No.
How old are you?
35.
That's your prime year. Do you want to get married?
I do.
Have you ever been in love with a man, even if he's married, who did what you wanted him to? Have you ever been in love?
Yes.
Where did he go?
They haven't worked out for, I guess, sort of similar reasons. I haven't felt that they were consistent.
So he wasn't good enough.
He's good enough in every other way. But
what's the way? He couldn't communicate?
Consistency. And
Wait a minute. Why do you have the word consistent?
Because if someone likes you, don't they show that over a period of time and like consistently? So like the man would keep pursuing me. He would keep calling me. He would keep asking me on dates. But sometimes.
So what you're saying is you need to be in total control of your man. But that isn't
is that
a man.
Control?
What?
Is that control, though? Is that control? That's not what cherishing looks like?
Dear, did you let his penis in your body?
Yes.
do you understand that when you did that, you physically said, this man is desirable to my body. It feels good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the sign of being in love for a woman. A woman marries sensually and sexually. A man marries financially and responsibly. Did your mother show you how to control men trying to control your dad? Did you learn it from her?
Maybe. This is eye-opening because I didn't realize that's what I have been doing.
But that is what you're doing, and you're very proud of it, like it's a norm. He should be consistent. Where does it say that?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to listen to you on this one because I just don't know.
You see? I give girls the premise, I promise to respect the man I love even when I think I'm smarter and could do it better. Furthermore, you see? So I'm afraid that you need a man who's a boy and wants you to be his mother. But I don't hear that he wants you to be his mother.
Right.
Would you be willing to date him with the new attitude for a little bit?
Yes.
All right, then date him as if he's magnificent. And 51% valuable.
Okay.
Pretend and see the results you'll get.
Okay.
And call us back.
I will. I definitely will. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Kelly.
You have a great evening. Stay safe.
You
look up the word consistent.
Okay.
Because it's very masculine.
Oh, okay. All righty. Okay. I will. Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Very interesting, Dr. Allen. Consistent. I see that. Masculine. Definitely.
Yes. She said that a couple of times, and then I knew it was a problem. But she learned how to do it from her mom.
Yeah. Hello. Hi. You're here with Dr. Allen. You have a question.
I do. Hopefully it doesn't sound windy. I'm outside, but... Hi, Dr. Pat. I had a question about, can a man, so a man's been courting me, but he lives, long distance and,
that can be an asset. Do you know why?
Why?
Because too much proximity, nature did not build mating couples to be together too much because it doesn't allow the stimulation of loneliness, jealousy. It's better if there's time off for aloneness. Nature did not build men and women to live in the same spot every day, all day. In fact, that's what's going on today with our staying home together. But if you live separately and create your yin and yang daily by setting up plans for the night before for tomorrow, three fun things and three work things that can give you the sense that you're an autonomous, independent person, you will not collide with each other. You'll live separately together. Okay, I finished that sentence from
the I do. I have been in your lineman, setting up your lineman. I appreciate that. And actually, that's great that you mentioned that. I'm trying to figure out I think what's bothering me right now about this is that I haven't met him, and he said he does want to meet me, and currently he can't because of what's going on. And anyway, he said that he loves me, and I told him thank you and that.
Well, he loves you means mm-hmm. he loves you because you're you. But in love, liking mm-hmm. and loving mm-hmm. are great friendships. But like love and lust is in love.
Like love and lust. Yes. So right now I'm not in lust with him. I like him. I'm very interested in him because even when I let him know that I was waiting for another man to complete an agreement to give me a promise ring, he was very confident about it. He was very confident.
Good.
He said, okay, let's see what he does. I can wait. And I appreciate all that.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, nothing's happened. I guess, I think I just need to be more patient because
passive, and vulnerable. That's the three. Men are competitive, conquering, uh-huh. and controlling.
Uh-huh.
Women are passive, patient, and vulnerable if they want to be with a man.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm just uncomfortable with the uncertainty of when trying to relate with somebody that I've never met. And but I keep going back to thinking, why am I being hypocritical? Because I have gotten to know people that I've never met and created connections. And so perhaps it's just because he's so very interested in me that's making me feel uncomfortable. I don't know, because I liked what you said at first. I don't need to talk to a man every single day. I like to do my own thing. And so I don't understand why I'm feeling like
while
that.
While you're getting to set it up,
okay.
I'll meet with you 3 times a week for an hour. You can call me, whatever. Set up your boundaries.
That's so helpful because he does text
to feel good to do good.
Right. And I did set up an appointment to talk to him, but I'm just like, what exactly am I going to talk to him about? Because I was very confused as to why I was feeling like that. Because I do want to get to know him more. But,
well, then please tell him when he's going to have time with you, on the phone, off the phone, texting, writing, visiting, whatever.
Great. Oh, no, this is very helpful.
But
this
make
is good.
Wait a minute.
I did.
The tool.
I did.
The second tool, make the appointment with him to ask him for what you want and ask him what he thinks about it and what you
definitely.
Can do to help you and he do it.
Mm-hmm.
The third tool is the one where he irritates you and you say, you have a right to say that, think that, feel that, do that, but I'm uncomfortable with it. Do you want to fix it? Do you want to help me?
Mm-hmm.
The fourth tool is body language. I sense by the look on your face, your body language, your gesture, your posture, that you're upset about something, honey. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you upset? Yes or no? Yes, I'm upset. When would it be convenient for you to tell me about it? Hopefully today.
Mm-hmm.
See how respectful that is?
Yes, I always want to be respectful. As a matter of fact, that's what I told him. He said, do you, because I was really tired and moody, and I thought to myself, it's probably not a good day for me to try to figure out how to tell him, and you're very adamant. Like, he's like, please tell me your feelings.
Use one of my tools.
Okay. This is really good. This is helpful. It will help me. And then I'll see what
I know
he
it will.
Thinks
and the fifth tool is you're too afraid to ask for it, so make a timeout sign with your hands like a referee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What are you doing?
Great.
I'm signaling you that I'm upset about something you said or something you did. Are you interested in what it is? when would it be convenient for you to listen to me if you want to? Do you see that?
Yes. Yep. Yep. I appreciate
that. That's how you talk to a man.
Mm-hmm.
We're all men and we're all women, but not at the same time.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Dr. Brett. That's very helpful.
What?
That's right. No, I was just saying thank you. That's very
thank you, caller.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good.
Stay safe.
Call again.
Okay. Yeah. We've got more calls coming.
Coming.
Here they come. Oh, yeah. We're going to get them right on here and connected with us in about
one second.
Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. You have a question.
Yes, I do. Thank you so much for taking my call. Dr. Allen, I'm kind of confused right now what's going on, but let me give you an update. I have called before, and I was basically I was a mistress with a man who was married, and it's been
Mistress? Were you a mistress?
Yeah, I went in. I got seduced into going in. At first, I said no, and then I did relent, and it's been off and on for 4 years. Well,
four-year mistress, okay.
Yeah.
I am not a moralist. I'm a therapist. I have to report child abuse, elder abuse, and disabled adult abuse. The government doesn't care who you have sex with.
Okay. His wife filed for divorce in January, beginning of the year.
Did she know about you?
He said that she grabbed his phone and saw my message to him just saying with an emoji, a kissing emoji. But he said that the reason is that he did not want to delete his Facebook and she wanted him to, and so he said that's the reason that she filed for divorce. Well, he kept asking me to meet him or go over to his place.
You're his mistress. A mistress is an undocumented wife.
Yeah, well, I did have some pangs of guilt because
it wasn't big enough. You were more bonded than guilty.
I thought I was the reason, but however, I noticed that he was not really wanting to or asking me to spend a lot of time with him when he got kicked out of the house. And so last month I noticed I was just going through his Facebook and there's this girl who constantly comments on her life.
You
and
found the girl that was a mistress to your mistress.
Yeah, I thought
that. That's called a harem. Are you aware that God created every one of us to be polyamorous, to have more than one sex partner?
Yeah, I've heard that from you
and
before.
And because of that, men particularly like having more than one woman. But women are slightly behind them, but they too want. Do you see? So if you want to be an animal, you can be an animal and have a herd of people. But you, have you ever been married?
I have.
Why did it fall apart?
Well, he was much older than me, and then he had another woman at the end. So,
all right. So what you're saying is you were a wife and your husband had a mistress.
Yes.
So what culture are you from?
Filipino.
Okay. Filipinos are wonderful lovers. You people make the best rehab centers and caretakers. You know how to love. Do you understand?
In a sacrificing way, too much, I think.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. You love even when it's not good for you.
Yes. So true.
So what are you going to do about being a mistress?
So I told him that, hey, well, I'm not telling specifically that I saw the message that he left for the woman on her Facebook, calling her babe or beautiful. So I told him, hey, I know you've got somebody else, so do not bother me anymore. Go away. And then he messages back and he said,
You told him that?
I told him that last month. And he said, no, I don't have anyone. So
he may not consider what he's doing with her anything more than flirting.
Well, okay. So
does your gut tell you, that's where your understanding is, does your gut tell you, neurotransmitters are down there too,
mm-hmm.
does your gut tell you he's had intercourse with this other lady?
Well, back then when he told me he wasn't, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. So, and also to give the divorce an opportunity to get processed, I did not meet with him after she filed for divorce. So I wanted
to
see a level of virtue, I guess. But then he keeps messaging me to go to his place. But I know he only asked me to go in the evening. And I told him, well, why don't we meet earlier in the evening? And he always says, I'm not available. He said he's going to see his kids or doing some side work. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks ago or last week, I noticed that he deleted his Facebook. So I thought, well, maybe he got back together with his wife. And I asked him, and he said, no, he didn't get back together with his wife. So there's something in my gut telling me that something is, he's doing
That's
something
your
with the other woman.
Neurotransmitters. You're picking up things. Men have intuition in their brains, and women have neurotransmitters in their guts that pick up these kinds of feelings. Men are very thinking, but women are very feeling centered. So what are you going to do about your lover?
Well, Dr. Pat, I did scroll down one of the woman's friend's page, and I saw a video straight on showing him and her together. And that's when I realized, yeah, they are together. And if the woman, somehow I was looking at her, and I thought, she might be pregnant. And so,
wow, she looked pregnant to you?
She looked pregnant to me. To me, anyway, because the way she was dressed, like she had like a loose kind of, you know, top.
I got
so
it.
As soon as I saw that, I didn't even want to ask him. I just told him, hey, I know what's happening. You have another girlfriend. So please do not. And I told him, I identified the woman to him, that this woman works as a housekeeping maid or something like that. So I said, please do not bother me anymore. You broke my heart. Go away.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Men do not honor when you tell them what to do. They only honor when you call, I will not answer. When you knock, I will not open the door. I am going to do this to you. So when you said, don't call me and don't do this, you were mothering him.
Oh, okay. So he messages back. I see. Okay. He messages back,
so
Dr. Allen, and he says,
He wants you back in your harem.
I guess if he could have it his way, because he messages back and he said, how'd you figure? And he goes, I don't have a girlfriend. And I was so hurt. Totally hurt that I blocked him. So, however, I guess I'm so bonded to him that as of today, I unblocked him. So I don't know if he had sent me any messages between then and today.
So you unblocked him because you want to hear from him.
Yeah. And then, Dr. Pat, when I checked the other woman's Facebook, there is a...
Yes.
conversation between her and another one of her friends that does tell me that she is pregnant.
Oh, my goodness. And it may be his baby?
I think so, yes. Yeah.
And he's divorced his wife.
They're not divorced yet. They're still in the divorce process.
They're still, doing the process. They're not divorced?
Yes, although he has been kicked out of the house since she filed for a divorce.
Okay.
So,
well, whatever he's doing, he's creating a chaotic mess. And what are you going to do or not do? You're going to undo the phone because you want to talk to him some more. What is it you don't want?
I do not want to be in the middle of the chaos that he is creating for himself.
Yes, yes. Okay.
So that's one of the reasons why I did not want to get together with him while he's still in the process of divorce. Because just in case things blow up, you know, I didn't want to be in there. But now I realize he's done this with the other woman. And a part of me is feeling really, well, disgusted.
What?
Because I'm realizing that he is just treating me as a side chick. It doesn't matter even if it's divorced.
He's treating you as a mistress.
As a mistress, yeah.
Okay. Do you want the job? You've had it for 4 years.
No, I don't want it. And now he's got another new woman. So, which makes it worse because whereas he was a little, you know, estranged with his wife, now there's this new woman. Everything is new, and they're having a baby. And
yes,
intellectually, I know
that's his life. That's not your life. Are you going to see if you can get a single man for your boyfriend or maybe a husband later? Do you want a man in your life?
Yes. Yes, that's what I want.
Then please do not let them put their penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina until they make their commitment to you.
Yes, I'm learning that. A lesson now in a hard way.
Get a promise ring. Doesn't have to be an engagement ring. Do not have sex without a ring on your finger. Right?
Yeah.
If they don't put a ring on your finger, no intercourse. Date, but no intercourse.
So I know you mentioned before it takes 2 years. And
to get over? Yes, very much so.
You.
2 years. But the way to get over him faster is to start looking for his replacement.
Okay.
So start duty dating.
Okay. But don't have
Got
intercourse
it?
With them, right?
No intercourse. Hug them and kiss them, whatever. Sleep with them, but don't let their penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina because it sets up hormones, it sets up genes, it sets up a commitment that's physical more than mental.
Yeah, yeah. I'm mentally, like, I'm not really sure what I'm doing right now. It's just bonding.
What you're doing now is waiting for him to reach out to you so you can tell him not what to do, but tell them what you're not going to do. I will not have sex with you again, period, unless you are free to date me.
Exclusively.
Yes.
Okay.
Does he know that you may know about his baby?
No, he does not.
Okay.
He only knows that I have identified the person that.
Okay. All right. So leave it at that. Don't make more of a mess than now for talking. You know enough now, and you know what to do and what not to do. So let's learn something here, and love you better than him.
Yeah. So
okay.
I, Yes, Dr. Allen, so I have unblocked him. And so it's like the dagger through the heart that I've done.
Unblock him.
So if he calls, it's still okay for me to answer.
Talk to him. Or, yes, there's nothing wrong. I just don't want his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina.
Okay. Now, if I tell him what I know and he continues to deny, so I'd be engaging in a conversation with him in that regard.
I wouldn't fight with him. I would not fight with him.
Okay.
You were his mistress. You approved of what was going on. Now you're converting to a virtuous woman.
Yeah.
We're going to do it spiritually right.
Right. And the other woman does not.
I understand that. He's got a group of women, which is nature.
Mm-hmm.
But the women are volunteers. Nobody's trapping you. You are free to be you.
That's true.
If you want to be a mistress, fine. If you don't want to be a mistress, don't be one.
So if he calls, which he has done before, to ask me.
Tell him what you don't want. I don't want to be your mistress.
Okay, got it. So just keep repeating that to him.
That's all. The same thing.
The same thing. Okay.
Okay.
So in the meantime, Dr. Allen, I want to ask you, I can't really go out on dates right now because of the quarantine. So how?
Oh, yes, you can. You can do them on websites.
Okay.
You can start friendships. Every good relationship is a friendship to start with.
Oh, okay.
So make friends.
Okay.
The website. And this problem we're having actually has a side of it that stops you from having inappropriate sexuality long enough to make friends with somebody. So go make friends with men.
Yes, that's true. So in the meantime, you'd suggest I don't go on the other woman's Facebook and look at things.
Please, please, not in that one. You've run that one. If she's pregnant, they're just starting their drama.
Okay. Just keep myself out of it.
Get your life going. Love you. Let's love you.
Yeah. It hurts a lot.
Thanks, Colin. Yeah. Let her move on. Have an international caller waiting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck.
All right.
Thank you.
Good.
Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, that Facebook stalking is not a good thing. So we've got to get past that. Everybody's got to get past that. All right.
Hello.
Do you have a question?
Maybe I'm your lucky last. Hello, Dr. Pat.
Hello.
I'm ringing with a question. I'm in a new committed long-term relationship with a 50-year-old man. I am too, 54. And we've been going out for 6 weeks. On our first date, he asked me to get offline and be in a committed relationship. So we've been fast-tracking the getting to I do system very well. And
yes.
My question is that because of the nature of our current situation in the world and the isolation, we really have moved from
isolation. There is isolation. There are cell phones, computers.
Of course. But our isolation is with each other. So we've been in each other's bubble so that we're very careful with our families and who we meet up with. So we have been seeing each other. And so we've been limited in who we've been physically also in contact with, but we've been with each other a lot. So we've moved quite quickly through the honeymoon period into the imperfect period and into negotiation. And we've only been going out for 6 weeks because we've spent a lot of time with each other.
What is your question?
My question is about the daily amigo talk.
The daily what?
The daily amigo talk.
the daily amigo talk is simply friendship. That's what I'm telling you.
Yep. So can you ask me how it works between a man and a woman with regard to asking how somebody thinks or how somebody feels and making sure we get that right?
What I want to know is, do you want to be respected or do you want to be cherished by men?
Cherished.
All right, then you never ask them what they feel unless they're puking or bleeding.
Right.
Then you make appointments before you teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question.
Yeah.
That you make them right when they irritate you, but you tell them you're uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That you tell them, I see by your body language that you're upset. Is that true? Are you upset? Do you want to talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
The last thing is time out with your hands, like a referee. Use my tools.
Okay. So the daily amigo talk is just a check-in and asking what he thinks
it's
about something that's going on.
That's right.
For
it's amigo. You're building a friendship with him. Amigo is, what do you think about this? What do you want to do about this? Where do you want to go?
Okay. So it's just like normal friendly communication. It's not, I don't need
it's
to bitch or moan or complain.
Not it's normal.
Just,
it's my tools.
Yes. It's normal, Pat.
Okay.
Effective, respectful communication.
Good. Excellent.
And negotiation.
Not seductive and not intimidating.
No. Yep.
Good. Excellent.
Lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. All right. Let me see. We've got another caller. By the way, thank you, Australia, for reaching out to us. We love you. Okay. Of course, we love everybody in the world. And this has kind of, in a weird way, made us closer as a community, a world community. So let's see.
I try to help people love one another with language.
Yes, you do. Pretty amazing, Dr. Allen. Pretty amazing. Yeah, Ronan's saying we do have another caller. He's getting that caller for us right now. So awesome. We're reaching out all over the world tonight.
Hi, this is Carol. Mr. Call. Please
We wish you'd answer when we call you back because we want to talk to you, not your voicemail. Got a weird call coming in. It might be yes if you've called into the show, so pick it up. And everybody, again, I'm going to reiterate, Dr. Allen does short appointments from as short as 15 minutes to as long as you need.
I do scripts. I do Myers-Briggs.
Hello?
Temperament evaluation.
Oh, yeah. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I called a couple weeks ago. I have just a quick question. I have broken up with my boyfriend about Sunday will be a month, basically because he said he didn't want to get married, and we had been together about 2 years. And,
I understand that, but you weren't supposed to have sex with him until you found out if he was aiming towards marriage.
Well, he said he was 2 years ago.
And then he changed his mind. Okay.
Yes. He just changed his mind, you know, out of the blue. I mean, I had no idea.
Two years is not out of the blue.
Yeah. I mean, I thought all along, all this time, you know, we had talked about, you know, when, you know, we had talked about getting married. And about 6 months before, he had told me, look, you know, I just need to get my finances together. I'm a little shaky with my job right now. But as soon as things are together, you know, then we'll get engaged. So that was about 6 months before that.
Mind.
Yeah, he did.
And he know?
He's 60.
Listen, darling, he's not your boyfriend anymore. He's your girlfriend. He's running his life on feelings now.
Yeah, I'm not one for female men. He's never acted too female, so. I mean, I understand what you're saying because I've listened to you and I understand, you know, that that happened. He had told me that he felt, we were just driving on the way home. He said, you know, I feel like I care about you more than you care about me. And
he said that about you?
Yeah. And when I started to explain
to him.
When
men get to be 50 years old, they need much more cherishing. When women get to be 50 years old, they need much more respect.
Yeah, I don't feel that way, though. I mean, I'm hormonally balanced. I've never had my hormones changed since I was 30.
Darling,
so,
I appreciate what you're saying. You were
I'm very feminine.
Look, sounds like he's leaving you. Are you ready to go out and get a toy boy?
Well, no. I mean, I left him. I left him.
Oh, you left him because he doesn't want to legally marry?
Yes, I left him.
Aren't you with him for a relationship? Are you with him for marriage?
I want to be married. I'm not going to be living my life with somebody not married. Just not doing that.
Now you get to live your life without anybody.
Well, it's not like I can't find somebody else.
Well, I understand, but would you please get engaged no less than a year?
Yeah, that was my mistake. But this is my question to you. A girlfriend of mine, you know, wrote him because I left very abruptly when he told me that. And, you know, she wrote him an email and said, you know, after all this coronavirus thing is over, you know, I'll come over and get, you know, the rest of my friend's stuff that she hasn't taken. And he wrote her back this letter kind of explaining sort of what happened. And she didn't get, you know, tell me for a while, but she had sent it to me beginning of last week. And it was, you know, it was something obviously he wanted her to tell me. Like, it was obvious that he had written this letter.
Darling,
and
if he were to call you and ask you to be his girlfriend, would you do it?
No.
Okay, so you're where you
I would only do it if he wants to get married. That's the only. I'm not living with somebody, you know, being a guest in their house until they decide they don't want me there anymore. I'm just not doing that. So.
All right. Okay.
So I mean, my question is: Should I answer this?
It isn't to you. It's he wrote that to the your girlfriend.
I know he did.
Your letter.
Okay, because she said, you know, it's obvious that he wanted me to give this to you to show you. Like he knew that I was going to.
If you want to, as long as you say that she gave it to you, and you're responding to it.
Okay.
Not that you saw it on his desk and you took it.
No. She sent it to me, and I would tell him.
All right.
She sent it
then
to me.
You have the right to write him response because it was given to you by the person that owned it.
Okay. And my second question is about the male and female. I'm very feminine. I really want to be with a man that I can respect. Is that going to be possible?
Feminine women do not stay with a man for 4 years when they want
married. It was 2 years, not four.
2 years.
It was two years.
That's a year too long.
Yeah.
You spent time on him. Don't do that again. Don't give him
that was a big mistake. That was a big mistake.
We are
out
of time. We're out of time. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Good luck, caller. Dr. Allen, real quick before we go. What do you got to say, Doc?
I've got a number 55 hexagram. A moment of great influence is at hand. Prepare wisely and act accordingly.
I agree with that. We'll be back next week, everyone. Until then, stay safe, stay healthy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.